girls feel pressure to be perfect, to be likable, and that there is a lot of shaming that happens as a culture. You know, they're written off as crazy, dramatic, overly emotional, or, you know, they're shaming their sexuality or what they want to look like or dress like. And everyone's telling them what they should be and should do. And no one's really listening to who, what their authentic expression is and supporting that. And that has been where I've seen the most mental health and well-being just blossom from a girl is when that happens.
This is Finding the Throughline, the show that gives you inside access to honest conversations about the creative process. I'm Kate Hanley. Welcome back to the Finding the Throughline interview with Chelsea Gooden, author, keynote speaker, and screenwriter, whose new book, Underestimated: The Wisdom and Power of Teenage Girls, is coming out in March. If this is the first you're hearing of Chelsea, go back 2 episodes ago and hear her full bio, and then keep listening to find out the practical things that help Chelsea do her work, as well as the inner stuff we covered in the most recent episode. Today, we're going to find out what's currently brewing for Chelsea and what she knows at this moment about where her personal through line is leading her next. So, Chelsea, I'm curious. You mentioned in the second batch of questions that you're always listening for messages. Is there a theme or maybe something new that's been catching your attention lately?
Yeah, I'm realizing how I need to always keep the focus on girls' voices, that I am really just there at this moment in time to for this book is I'm their portal. I'm their microphone. It's not about me, like making sure there's no ego in this for me, and that I'm really just listening deeply to what girls want to say to the world, what they need people to understand and know so that we can better create a world around them that supports and empowers them. So whenever things are coming up, I'm constantly checking in with the girls. I'm constantly running that idea by them. Like, wait, does this resonate with you? And bringing it back to them to center myself on kind of the purpose of my work right now.
Yeah. That's so fascinating. Is there like trends in what the girls are telling you they're interested in these days?
Yeah, I would say, interested in is a specific word, but I would say that girls, the main messaging coming through in a big way is that girls feel pressure to be perfect, to be likable, and that there is a lot of shaming that happens as a culture. You know, they're written off as crazy, dramatic, overly emotional, or, you know, they're shaming their sexuality or what they want to look like or dress like. And everyone's telling them what they should be and should do. And no one's really listening to who, what their authentic expression is and supporting that. And that has been where I've seen the most mental health and well-being just blossom from a girl is when that happens.
Mm. Do you have models for living a great life? Like, who are you looking to help you keep going and keep dreaming up new projects?
Yeah. I mean, I have certainly like creative inspiration. I mean, everyone loves Oprah, right? Like where you're like, she's living her best life, right? Those types of things. But I will say I'm really fortunate that I have a community around me that lives a really fun life too, and are always creating times to spend together. And I find that when I'm spending time with my community, with the people that know me the best, where I can be totally myself around them, then I'm feeling really inspired. And when they get to be their weird, quirky self, like I very much permission the people in my life to be their weirdest self. And when you're in that type of safe space, there's so much inspiration, there's so much love and truth within that, that it feels really good.
Yeah, I bet that does feel really good. Was that a process? It's not easy to find your people.
Yeah. How'd you go about it? Was a process. And I would say my best advice, I guess you say, on finding your people is be your weirdest self and you will attract your people. Like find opportunities, like what your interests are, or really speak up, use your voice, and let your quirkiness run free. And I believe everyone has like a uniqueness, a weirdness inside them. Some people might think weird is a bad word, but I use it in a way that's really just about embracing your uniqueness. And the more that you step into spaces that let that shine, then you are going to naturally attract the people who are into that and want in on it and want to be a part of it and want to spend time with you and who are weird in a similar way or and bring that out of you. And I tell that to girls also, like when they can't find their friend group, I'm like, I'm always advising, well, how can you be more yourself? Because then you'll find the people that like that person.
Oh my gosh, I love that advice. Thank you. Chelsea, what glimmers do you currently have of where your through line may be guiding you next?
I think that I'm having lots of glimmers on ways that girls can have a bigger voice, right? I've said that. And creating environments where they can explore these things I've been talking about in a bigger way, and whether it could be like an immersive retreat or a camp, or the glimmers are about like, how can I create more spaces to reach more girls, basically, and help empower them, which also might mean empowering the adults in their life to support them and changing a lot of systemic structures around them that have held them back and held back their voice. So within my own gender justice activism, I'm always about creating more opportunities for girls and women, whether that's how they are portrayed in the media. Like, I have a big hand in the entertainment industry and different storylines in the entertainment industry to make sure we're making room for both girls and boys to be their most authentic self. That's certainly a big glimmer as well.
Mm. Are there any changes that you're either already making or things that you can sense that you need to shift in order to be able to bring those glimmers to fruition?
I actually feel so aligned with this moment in time and this purpose. There's a lot of synchronicity that's happening, a lot of things that are just aligning in a really magical type of way, in a way that's like, oh, okay, I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing, saying what I'm supposed to be doing. And so again, it comes back to kind of that listening practice of like, okay, that's the next thing I should lean into. So no, I don't have any kind of tension where I feel like, oh, I need to change that in my life in order to have more of that. I have gone through those times of my life without a doubt. And so that's what's making it so much sweeter and more beautiful that this moment feels so aligned.
Yeah, it's nice. Thanks for sharing the example that when you pay attention to the struggles and make the changes that those struggles maybe are guiding you to take, that things do feel like they're flowing on the other side.
Yeah, it can be a lot of hard work. I don't want to underestimate like the hard work it takes to be in a moment like this. I've had to face a lot of pain and really sit with it and sit in the discomfort of things that I needed to own and change in my life. And that I would, you know, is a struggle for anyone. And I don't just brush it off, but I can say I'm on the other side of a lot of struggles in a way that I'm so happy I did that type of work.
Mm. And what's your grooviest idea of what the future holds for you personally?
Oh, man. It's always like there's some of my ideas I can't even share on here because they're like in motion. Does that make sense? So yeah. I have a life of, well, what is like my grooviest vision?
Yeah, like what would totally delight you if it came to pass?
I hope like my 50th birthday party is like filled with just everyone I love in the world, with maybe at some ridiculous location that everyone was able to come to and have the most fun, and it like fundraise, the whole party fundraises in this huge way for a cause that I'm supporting at that time. So it's like all my values in one place, like community and play and celebration, but then also uplifting a cause that has a larger, greater purpose in the world. And there's a lot of inspiration of people getting involved in that cause. That's kind of a general vision I just shared with you, but it's something that I'm always kind of trying to create in my life on an everyday basis. And so I hope that in another 10 years, I can do it in like a huge way, huge, huge way.
I love that vision. All right, we're going to shift gears and I'm going to ask you my fast five questions here at the end. And you don't have to feel rushed, but these are just more very specific kind of windows into what's going on for you and what you like. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. This is a either or. I mean, you can share both if you want, but you only have to choose one. What's the last book or the last show that you stayed up too late, either reading or watching?
The book would be The Creative Act, Way of Being. That's out right now. It's been on the bestseller list, New York Times bestseller list. And it's written by Rick Rubin. And actually, the co-author is Neil Strauss also. And that book I would recommend to absolutely anyone. You don't have to necessarily be on a creative path, but it's about how creativity is part of our everyday life, our way of being as well. And then honestly, a TV show that I've been staying up late watching is Sex Education on Netflix. It's definitely a good one to watch with a teenager if you have one. It has so much diversity and stories that haven't had a chance to be told, and it's fun and it's a really smart show.
Mm. What is your morning beverage of choice?
Coffee. That is, I wake up and the quickest I can get to my coffee, the better.
And what is in the coffee? Like, is there anything special about it?
I put just a little bit of creamer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. What song do you listen to when you need a pick-me-up?
Andra Day's song, Rise Up. It's really good. It's very inspiring.
Awesome. I'm going to include a link to that in the show notes.
Oh, it's so good. I'm glad.
And let's talk about time. If you have a favorite month or day of the week or time of day, like, what is your perfect moment in time?
It would be the summer. So it'd be July, you know, it could be June, July, or August. And I do love Fridays, not because it's the end of the work week. I actually love work. I work all the time. I don't necessarily work normal hours. But there's something about Friday that feels really liberating for people. And so just the whole energy is like, everyone's wants to be present to the moment and jump into fun. And there's just a different energy shift that happens at the end of the week.
Cool. And what meal would you ask for if somebody said that they would either make or order absolutely anything that you wanted?
It would definitely be sushi. Yeah. It'd be like an omakase sushi of just the best fish. Living in California, you get, I mean, sushi is like a part of it's, I have to literally budget for it to make sure it's a part of my life.
I love that. Well, Chelsea, thank you so much for being here. And is there anything that you're up to that you want listeners to know about, and tell us where we can connect with you?
Yeah. So my book comes out with Simon & Schuster March 5th. So you can pre-order it wherever you buy books. Again, it's called Underestimated, The Wisdom and Power of Teenage Girls. And it's a useful tool for parents who have teenage girls, or honestly, I've had every type of person read the book. It's helpful for any person struggling with just life's bigger struggles that we all face. And you can find me on Instagram at Chelsea Gooden or TikTok at Chelsea Gooden. And there'll be lots of fun updates on that. There's so many exciting things happening with the book that I'll be sharing on there. And I love support. I love comments on social media. And please always feel free to reach out.
Thank you so much for being here today, Chelsea. I loved talking with you. Finding the Throughline airs one interview per week, broken up into three episodes that come out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free. Skip the ads and get each interview in one longer episode by becoming a paid subscriber at katehanley.substack.com. Even if you aren't ready to get out your wallet just yet, become a free subscriber at katehanley.substack.com and receive the full show notes with links to everything my guests and I cover. However you listen, thank you. Finding the Throughline is edited by Sound Advice Strategies. Connect with me on Instagram at katehanleyauthor. And come back next Monday when I'm having a conversation about the creative process with an entirely new person. Until then, wishing you a great weekend.